when I walk off the field at after the last game, whenever that is, I want to feel like, do we have a chance to win a Super Bowl with this group? Does this group give us a chance to win the Super Bowl? Are we moving in that direction? If the answer to that is yes, then we're not going to consider making any changes. If I feel like we're going backwards, you know, that's another discussion.
Gotham Sports Network presents NYG Weekly.
NYG Weekly, Ethan and Weiss with back-to-back on the same day because, of course, about, what do you call it, an hour after we finished recording our season post-mortem, the retirement of Dave Gettleman, what we expect out of a legitimate general manager search, and our thoughts about what the Giants were going to do or weren't going to do with Joe Judge, Ian Rappaport, Josina Anderson, bang, all at once, Joe Judge has been fired by the New York Giants. Wow. I'm somewhat speechless. It seems like our wish list and what appears to be the wish list of most fans in the sense that people wanted a house cleaning. They wanted a new general manager. They wanted that general manager to pick a new head coach. They wanted John Mara to stay the fuck out of the way. And based on his statements and his actions so far, it looks like we're getting it. Joe Judge out as Giants head coach. Your thoughts?
Wow. I mean, you heard the everyone heard the sort of beginning of this podcast, that clip from John Mara's press conference where he sort of said, if I don't feel like this team can contend for a Super Bowl, these group of guys, then, you know, we'll make the change. And I think he did. You know, it is shocking, even though it's not shocking. I mean, we closed our previous episode when we did earlier today, and, you know, I just felt like they couldn't bring him back. And I think that factored into all this. Every scenario you looked at, Ethan, that involved Joe Judge coming back, it didn't make sense.
Yes.
It set the stage for a very dysfunctional 2022 season. You couldn't do it.
Especially with the staff. Especially with what you were going to try to do with his offensive staff.
Yeah.
It would have been a disaster.
Let me tell you, this is a thing. They had serious problems in that coaching staff.
Yeah.
There was a lot, especially offensively, even after Jason Garrett got fired. And it was, quote unquote, you know, it was his guys, Joe Judge's guys there. There were a lot of problems, particularly with the offensive line coach, Rob Sale, over the course of the last couple weeks. It was bad.
And it was uncomfortable.
Yes. And then on top of that, I just think Joe Judge became unhinged over the course of the last month. You know, in that press conference, it was so bad. You know, I remember watching it that night, you know, and I came away saying, like, this guy's not coming back. Like, I just can't see. Understand something. Joe Judge in that press conference said four things that a head coach is never supposed to do. And it wasn't even a press conference. It was an answer to a question, an 11-minute answer, where, number one, he talked about a former coach who was fired by the team. And he essentially, you know, criticized that whole regime, that whole coaching staff, which is, I think, it's a big no-no. Secondly, he talked about another coach's, you know, issues that he was having when he talked about players fighting. And understand something, and I hope the listeners understand this too. The Washington incident on the sideline between Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen, two real leaders of that defense, two guys that were drafted by Washington that Rivera really, you know, looks at as leaders on that team. That entire team was going through some serious trials and tribulations that week. They had a player who's, involved in a car accident whose, I think, significant other was killed. They had another teammate, Montez Sweat, whose brother was murdered. I mean, they were going through a lot of stuff. And then on top of that, they were getting spanked by the Dallas Cowboys. And even after that whole incident, Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen stood up in front of the cameras and apologized for that whole thing. So there was context involved in that. And even on top of that, knowing all that, Joe Judge still took that swipe, which is a big no-no. He talked about, you know, players from other teams. Like, you don't say these types of things. You don't talk about your job security, other people's job security when you are a coach somewhere else. You just don't do that. You have to stay in the now. And I really, really, really believe this. I'm not saying it was just the press conference, because the Giants, over the course of their last 8 games, even with Daniel Jones, they averaged 9.8 points per game. It was falling apart. He was embarrassing the ownership on and off the field. And I thought that, you know, it would have been so difficult to bring this guy back, because he's not even a guy that, like, he has a very strong personality, and we've seen it. He's not, he has butted heads with people in the past. And I felt like, you know, him with the GM, who probably is, well, not probably, but will be looking at that situation with the Giants as a long-term plan, he was not going to come in and do what was best for Joe Judge's job security. And by all accounts, entering 2022, Joe Judge was going to be on the hot seat. And it just would have, as the losses started in next season, it just would have gotten worse and worse for him. And I just thought, you just can't bring that back.
Agreed. And I think the nicest thing about all this is that the comments that you're seeing and hearing from ownership match the fan sentiment. This is the quote that the Giants released earlier today after the firing of Joe Judge. Steve Tisch and I both believe it is in the best interest of our franchise to move in another direction, said team president John Mara. We met with Joe yesterday afternoon to discuss the state of the team. I met again with Joe this afternoon, and it was during that conversation I informed Joe of our decision. We appreciate Joe's efforts on behalf of the organization. I said before the season started that I wanted to feel good about the direction we were headed when we played our last game of the season. Unfortunately, I cannot make that statement, which is why we have to make this decision. This is the key. We will hire a general manager, and that person will lead the effort to hire a new head coach. The number one fear, and we just spoke about it in the episode we were releasing on the same day, the biggest fear that we had with keeping Joe Judge around this long was that it would scare off any of these candidates, or that I would not, me personally, I don't want to speak for you, would have trouble trusting anyone that came in here and decided, hey, I'm going to roll with Joe Judge, even if it's for a year. And I would need that year period to see if the actions match their words. And now we don't have to worry about that. Now we can focus on hitting a reset and doing the reset the right way, right? We had the opportunity to do it after Coughlin, after Reese, after Shurmur, after McAdoo. There were a million opportunities for this franchise to hit the reset button and get fresh blood in here, get fresh ideas in here, and do it the right way, with a general manager and a head coach on the same timeline, agreeing on a quarterback for this team, hopefully for the next 10 or 15 years. However they go about acquiring that quarterback is to be determined, but this is what good franchises do, and I hope that it doesn't just stop here. I hope we see news in the coming days about other members of the front office who have either been fired, let go, reassigned in some capacity, because now I can't imagine that a new GM is going to come in here and say, hey, Chris Mara, Chris Pettit, let's sit down. Let me hear your ideas after however many years of failure that they've had within the organization. So that's the next step. But for right now, man, I mean, it's a victory for the Giants organization. It's a victory for Giants fans. It's proof that bullying works, that the noise finally got loud enough in the media and in the fan base. People wrote enough letters that John Mara finally had it. And he's going to try to do this the right way. And I'm sure it's hard for him, because he's going to have to take a small step back and sort of watch this unfold. Everything's going to happen with his approval. But he has said that he is going to hire the best general manager and then let that general manager run the show. That includes the coach, the coaching staff, and it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see what happens now.
Yeah, I think that's the important part of this all, is letting the GM, you know, run your football operations. I think, listen, ownership is always involved to a certain extent when you look around the league. Even the owners that you rarely see, they're involved in interviewing coaches, and they're involved in, you know, some of the important decisions. They have sort of, I'm not going to say they have the final say, but they give their opinion. But I think the most important thing with the Giants is there's a chain of command, and there's an alignment between your head coach and your general manager. They have to align philosophically. You cannot force them to align philosophically. You can't, you know, sort of look at them as separate entities. They're sort of linked together. And I think if you have a GM and you have a head coach that are linked together, that are, you know, under the same timeline, you know, one is not playing for a job, another one's not looking at long term. They're both together. I think that's important. I think that's where you can get the best results. And with Joe Judge, look, he was set up to fail, I think, with the Giants.
That's signing up to be the head coach under Dave Gettleman is going to fail.
Just like Pat Shermer was set up to fail. But, and I want people to understand this, Joe Judge gave no indication whatsoever that he was going to be a part of the solution. There was no glimmer. There's nothing you could look at with Joe Judge and say, you know what? We have that. If you want to talk about players playing hard and culture and foundation, there are numerous reports out there now that there was issues in that locker room, not just with players, but with coaches. It was clear. There's also a clear indication that the culture wasn't good. The foundation wasn't laid, that there were major issues. And I think that, you know, given where the Giants were, they had to make the change. The time to go all in on Joe Judge was back after 2019 when you fired Pat Shermer. You should have let go of Dave Gettleman, bring in a GM that aligns with the head coach, just like you're about to do now, and go from there. The fact that you set him up to deal with, you know, Dave Gettleman and this inept front office, I just think it set him up for failure, but at the same time, he did himself no favors, and
two things can be true. Joe Judge was not a good coach, but Joe Judge was also not put in the optimal position to succeed.
Exactly. And I think that's the most important thing here.
That's
where,
the key.
Yeah. He needed to go, and he didn't do himself no favors whatsoever. So now
there you have it.
And it is a very, you know, people we're talking about going into another search. Look, this is very, very important now for the Giants. They're at a point in their franchise where, like, they have to get it right.
Yeah,
like
that.
I can't imagine what's going to happen if they don't get it right. And the easy part is firing people. That's the easy part, right? Now you actually have to hire the right people. And I think that's going to be the challenging part for John Mara and Steve Tisch and the rest of the Giants brass, is if they can hire the right people now to sort of turn this around, because their last three head coaches were fired after 2 years. And they weren't fired because ownership became impatient. No. They were fired because they showed clear incompetence, meaning the people that you hired were so bad that you had to fire them after 2 years.
Yes.
It wasn't a case of like a Brian Flores situation where everyone's like, well, why are you firing him? You know, he wasn't a bad coach. No, this was all three instances we saw with Ben McAdoo, with Pat Shermer, and now with Joe Judge, that they had to go. So now you have to get it right.
That's, you know what? It's something I'm going to worry about tomorrow. For now, yeah, I'm going to be happy. And honestly, you know, we're all talking about needing to get it right. Okay, moving on from Dave Gettleman, moving on from Joe Judge, that's really just part one of the equation. Getting it right, I mean, we spoke about this a million times throughout the course of the season. You know, it's they're now doing the right, following the right process. Now they need to execute it to get the correct results. Previously, they were not executing the correct process, and therefore were not having the right results. You can do the right process and have the wrong results, which is what we don't want, but we have part one in place. They're following a sound process. So with that being said, given the people that they have selected to interview for general manager, the fact that they moved on from Dave Gettleman and Joe Judge before selecting that next general manager should give people hope that they're hopefully going to get it right this time, because it's a sound process for the first time in like 7 or 8 years. I think we can say that the Giants in terms of their organizational structure are following a sound process.
Yeah. And I think what John Mara and Steve Tisch realized was that, you know, a lot of the candidates they wanted to talk to, and I really felt like they wanted to hire the right, like they had to get it right with the GM. They realized that a lot of these candidates, they didn't want to work with Joe Judge. I think that factored into
yeah,
this whole
thing. That was sort of perplexing all of us. Like,
you know, I'm not saying they were going to shoot down the interview or say we're not going to, you know, take the interview, but given the openings around the league.
And we've been, I mean, they've been talking to people and putting out feelers for longer than just right now. So I think that they have a pretty good idea of who's willing and who's not willing to work with Judge.
These conversations started. I think what they ended up finding out was the people they wanted to interview, a lot of them had a huge question mark about the head coach.
Yeah.
And I think putting that clean slate out there now, I think it allows them to move forward. And, you know, they're going to hire the GM first, and I think that's the right thing because I do think they need, you know, that GM in there before they hire the head coach. But once they get the GM in there, then I think there'll be more clarity on what direction they'll go in terms of a head coach.
Yep.
Do you have a you have a preference?
No, I don't. I'm going to let it play out.
You got to see who the GM is first. It's tough to say I want this head coach, I want that head coach. But, you know, look, it's a tough spot. You know, I am happy that the Giants are doing the process right. But the notion of having to fire another head coach after 2 years, it's tough, man. It's a tough pill to swallow.
Agreed. Yep.
So, that's our thoughts on Joe Judge, man.
Yeah, we're thrilled. I think that sentiment is shared by a majority of the fan base and a majority of the people who are listening.
Yep.
And it's going to be a fun offseason, man. I mean, they're finally doing it right. I can't wait to see who they pick.
And it's such a it's actually the perfect time for them to reset because they have two top 10 picks.
Yeah.
Right? Like this
is an attractive spot for a good general manager.
And I think, look, I mean, unless it's a complete shit show, which I think you can't rule out at this point, you're gonna have really, really, really patient owners this time.
Yes,
I think that's gonna be very, very important. And I think with the head coach and the GM aligning together, you can be patient with both.
You know,
it's not a situation where you're like, well, that guy came here 2 years prior to this guy. No, I think now everything aligns. You just hope it's not a shit show like it has been. And you can get the right person in here. We can sort of right the ship because, man, it's been – if I were to tell you after the Giants won the Super Bowl back in 2011 that, Ethan, your team would make the playoffs one more time and have no playoff wins for the next 10 years.
I wouldn't believe you.
And zero NFC division titles.
Wouldn't believe you.
It's crazy when you think about it, right?
But you know what? I think today we finally got our Giants back.
I hope so. I really, really, really hope so. All signs point to this ownership finally figuring it out. And just fingers crossed they get the right people in the building. Because I do not want to go through one of these again.
No. No. We want happy podcasts.
Exactly.
We want to go to games because we want to go to games, not because we're gluttons for punishment.
Yeah, I want to root for winning. I want to be like excited about Sundays. I don't want to be like, oh my God. I don't want to treat this like it's a chore.
Yeah, agreed.
Put it that way. So that's our thoughts on Joe Judge, the firing, what's next, who knows. I think it's going to start with the GM. Close us out, Ethan.
All right. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me at EthanGSN. Follow Wise at NYG Daily. Follow the blog at GothamSN. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. We're everywhere. iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play, Stitch Radio, Spotify. Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, rate us 5 stars, and get ready for a fun off season.
Peace.